The West Kent News Feature. Hello, I'm Brian Johnson. It's not often you get the opportunity to walk along a working railway line, but that's what the Spa Valley Heritage Line offered railway enthusiasts early one morning before the start of the day's train services.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I walk the line.
175 people joined the Stride the Line walk, which raised over £4,000. The cash will go to a £300,000 appeal to replace a bridge over Broom Lane between High Rocks and Groombridge. According to the railway's general manager, Johnny Pay, the work is essential to keep trains running over the full length of the line.
It is a steel structure that's about 130 years old. It was installed around 1890. And like a lot of things in the railway industry, over time they start to suffer with the age. And in the case of Broom Lane Bridge, it is suffering from corrosion on certain parts of the structure. It's safe to run over the bridge at the moment, but ultimately within the next year, we need to replace the bridge to ensure the future sustainability of the Spa Valley Railway.
The replacement of the bridge will cost about £300,000. How do you propose to raise it?
We've raised nearly £20,000 in just 4 weeks so far through fundraising. There's obviously big events that we do, such as the Polar Express, Day Out with Thomas, the Beer Festival, and the general day-to-day running of the railway will contribute towards the overall cost of replacing it. But at the same time, and I can't emphasise this enough, there is a lot of other costs to running the railway. We are faced with electricity bills, insurance costs, in the same way that people are faced with them in everyday life. It's no different for a business. And the support that the public give us by attending our events enables money to go towards those things, plus other projects. We don't just want to stop what we're doing with other things and focus completely on the bridge, because other things will then suffer in the long term, and that's not preservation or conservation. That's not why we do this.
Among those who joined the Stride the Line walk were John from Farnham, Jane Mark and Spud from Tunbridge Wells, and Graham, who'd travelled from Bexhill.
When you're raising money for a railway, things like bridges and other infrastructure, you can't run a railway. So we think it's a really good cause.
It just seemed like a really lovely opportunity to be able to walk somewhere where we can't normally walk. We're really keen on walking. We do loads roundabout. We've obviously got our dog and a whole load of friends with us today.
You know, it's quite interesting to walk on a railway line. It's not something you get a chance to do very often. And I'd like to support the railway as well, so it's in a good cause.
I'm just fascinated to walk down the line. And I grew up right next to a railway line as a kid, and I've just always been fascinated by the railway.
I have a long-standing interest in heritage-preserved railways, and this is a good cause today to help them to keep the railway going.
All the walkers I spoke with felt that if the railway can't maintain a service along the whole line, it would be a big loss for West Kent.
It's probably Tunbridge Wells' best tourist attraction, and to lose it, I think it would really be a shame for the town.
Spa Valley Railway, I think, has really transformed the end of Tunbridge Wells and has such really lovely events that they do for families, but they also do for all sorts of different ages as well.
I'm sure that the railway brings people into the town. There is still a serious level of interest in our heritage railways, and there is sufficient interest to make it a worthwhile project.
My name's Chris, I'm one of the trustees.
There are a lot of people here today. What's your reaction?
I think it's wonderful. It's really nice to see the community come together to support us. We've had so many comments, either on the Just Giving or on our Facebook or our Instagram. So the fact that so many people have come out to support us is really heartwarming, and my thanks really go out to everyone.
I walk the line.
For West Kent Radio, I'm Brian Johnson.